Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
James White will set behind Brady. Who will move under center, trips to the right, Bennett to tight end left. Second and goal to go from the two. Toss sweep right for James White. Tucks it under the right arm, cuts it upfield. Driving forward, diving to the goal line!
It's done it!
A touchdown! And a title for the Patriots!
I can't believe it!
That was the call last night on the Sports Hub. As with White's score, the New England Patriots won Super Bowl 51 against the Falcons 34-28 in overtime, a win many could hardly believe. It is not hyperbole to say last night's performance by the Pats was the greatest ever Super Bowl comeback, as it was record-breaking. Along the way, quarterback Tom Brady and his teammates made a lot of other history. WBUR's Shira Springer is in Houston and tells us how it all unfolded.
Midway through the third quarter, the Patriots found themselves in unfamiliar territory, trailing and trailing big. Down 28-3, it seemed like dreams of another Super Bowl title were slipping away. No team had come back from more than 10 points down to win the Super Bowl. Never mind a deficit as big as 25 points. But a couple of fourth-quarter touchdowns, followed by a couple of successful two-point conversions, set the stage for James White in overtime. He scored the game-winning touchdown on a two-yard run. And the Patriots did what seemed unimaginable about 30 minutes earlier.
We played our tails off all season to get to this point, and it's hard to win a game in the NFL. And to beat this team and to get down 28-3, and, you know, it was just a lot of mental toughness by our team, and, you know, we're all going to remember this for the rest of our life.
The record books will remember, too, especially when it comes to the Patriots quarterback and coach Bill Belichick. Brady and Belichick earned their fifth rings in the first overtime game in Super Bowl history. Brady now owns more league titles than any NFL quarterback, and Belichick has more league titles than any NFL coach. Last night, with a Super Bowl record 466 passing yards and two touchdowns, Brady was named the game's MVP. He is now the only four-time Super Bowl MVP in league history.
I don't think there will be anyone else that will be able to do that.
That's Julian Edelman. His circus catch in the fourth quarter helped the Patriots sustain their game-tying drive.
You know, it's a microcosm of the season. There's some adversity. You know, we stick together. We be mentally tough. We work hard. We keep on playing. Keep on grinding. And, you know, finishing on top at the end.
Speaking of adversity, Brady wanted to win the Super Bowl for his mother. She's suffering from an undisclosed illness and attended her first game of the season last night. The win was also widely viewed as revenge against NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell and how he punished Brady for Deflategate. Brady served a four-game suspension at the start of this season. Goodell was roundly booed as he readied for the Lombardi Trophy presentation after the game.
But a lot has transpired during the last 2 years. And I don't think that needs any explanation. But I want to say to our fans, our brilliant coaching staff, our amazing players who are so spectacular, this is unequivocally the sweetest.
There was no doubt why Robert Kraft felt that way about his franchise's latest Super Bowl victory. But for most of the game, it looked like the Atlanta Falcons and their QB Matt Ryan would be the ones winning the hardware. Throughout the first half, Brady and the offense had been uncharacteristically out of sync. The QB was sacked multiple times and threw an interception that was returned for a touchdown. Meanwhile, BC alum Matt Ryan confidently marched the league's number one offense down the field a couple of times, picking apart the league's number one defense. The Falcons took a 21-3 lead into halftime, and that made the final outcome all the more shocking.
There's nothing you can really say. I mean, that's it's a tough loss, obviously, you know, very disappointed, very close to getting done what we wanted to get done, but, you know, it's hard to find words tonight.
While Ryan struggled to make sense of what happened on the field, Patriots like Matthew Slater talked about how his team, handled being behind.
I mean, look, there was no panic. Nobody doubted. We looked in each other's eyes and we knew. We just had to keep playing for 60 minutes. Hey, maybe it wouldn't work out, but we weren't going to quit. And we just kept competing, kept believing, and here we are.
The New England Patriots believed and competed and won a Super Bowl for the ages. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shira Springer in Houston.